This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us on the radio here for the first time in a few days, actually. We were over at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. Daryl and I were. Mark, you weren't unfortunately able to make it up due to some vehicular issues preventing your arrival, but you're back, or I'm back, and back with you here in the Keene, New Hampshire studios of Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian. Oh, sorry, Melanie. Try that one more time.
Melanie.
It's working.
And Mark.
All right. So, yeah, back in the regular studio, which means we're back to taking phone calls because we were pre-recorded throughout the weekend.
That's the best way to do it. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was great. It was smaller than last year. Nobody was showing their boobs at this one, which was striking, because last year they were all over the place. This year maybe it was just a little too chilly, or maybe the fact that they didn't actually have the like professional boob painter person that they had there last year. So it was kind of a more, I don't know, conservative, if you will.
It was a very conservative weed festival. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah. I'm just stunned by the notion that all across America, men are reevaluating their career choices after finding out there's something called a professional boob painter.
Yeah. Well, there was one. There was.
I think you might have to be a woman for that, though.
I think that it helps, but look at.
Are you probably, if you're like really flamboyant, if you can pull that off, if you just pretend to be gay, you can probably get away with it.
Check out the gynecologists. I mean, you know, how many of them are women?
I wasn't one of the.
Not a large percentage.
So last year at what was then called Hemp Fest, this is a new festival, so although it seemed similar, it was kind of different. It was smaller. It was its first year. But last year, the breast painting area, I did not go to. I mean, I was all over the campground, but I didn't specifically. Well, here's why. I mean, there were all kinds of creepy, lecherous guys, apparently, that were sort of lurking around that particular area taking pictures. So there was actually one older guy this year who asked the question of, well, where's the breast painting going on? Like, he was ready to go down there and watch.
Yeah.
Well, and he was disappointed that it wasn't happening.
I feel his concern. But at the same time, don't be creepy.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. But why is it, if you're doing something publicly, why is it creepy for someone to watch you?
It's just, there's something lecherous about it. I don't know. Like, just the behavior of sort of lurking around. If you're not the boyfriend of the girl who's being painted, then it's a little strange, don't you think? Like,
if
just kind of hang around where
if you
happens.
Go to the gym and just find a chair and set up behind the gals on the treadmills, you know, just to
just
watch,
sit there.
Just watch the show.
Okay, well, yeah, but the gym isn't really a place to hang out where a festival is.
Arguably,
so if you're
right.
Going to walk around naked, people are going to look.
No. I was talking about the painting area, right? So, like, obviously, if the girl's walking around naked, people are going to look, okay? That's how we saw them when we were there last
Indeed.
Year. They were just walking by.
It's certainly, and it's very interesting, right?
But it's a different story when you've got a bunch of guys, single, lonely guys, hanging around.
Who knows if they're single, but it doesn't really matter.
Whatever, yeah. I mean, they're just sort of.
They are now.
Lurking. They're like lurking around where the painting is being done
right.
And photographing that.
I hear this is where the boobs are.
Yeah, and then just kind of standing there quietly or whatever it is they're doing.
Yeah, that's
down there.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's the word I would have used to describe that.
You know, and here I am on the radio defending lechers every night of the week, but I got to say, that is lecherous.
Yeah. Creepy, yes. Lecherous, yes.
I don't like the term creepy generally. I think lecherous is a better term.
It's a more descriptive.
It you know, like
less used.
Yeah, creepy could mean a variety of things. Is it dangerous?
No,
I don't think it's dangerous.
No, it's broad daylight. I mean, there's no danger involved there. It's just like, maybe that girl didn't want that old dude taking pictures for his personal collection.
Yeah.
You know?
Perhaps the boob painter should have a little screen, though. Just a thought.
So, anyway, there were a few differences. It was a smaller festival, but we also did a different thing. We did this this sort of libertarian outreach booth this year. Last year, we focused on Bitcoin and liberty. This year, it was the Libertarian Party and other liberty stuff. We had some Bitcoin flyers, but that was, like, not the primary thing that we were pushing. We were pushing the Operation Politically Homeless thing where people can take a quiz, which you can take for yourself over at quiz.freetalklive.com or theadvocates.org, which is where the quiz link takes you. And you can try it out for yourself. We had over 130 people, I believe, take the quiz throughout the weekend, and 67% of them scored as libertarian or on the border of libertarian, which I thought was a really good turnout.
Do they count the whole top quadrant as libertarian, though? Because different tests grade it differently.
So, yes, you're talking about the Nolan chart, which is the chart on which the quiz gives you a score, and then you're then plotted on that chart. And so there are five areas. So there's the libertarian, there's left liberal, there's right conservative, there's authoritarian or statist, and then there's centrist. And so we counted everyone as libertarian if they scored in the libertarian quadrant, if you will.
Okay, so that would... And so that would count anyone from, like, me all the way to kind of flimsy minarchists.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, the borderline libertarian people are not pure libertarians. They're not principled libertarians. These are people who probably barely know what the word means.
Libertarians have already taken the test.
Yeah.
And don't need to stop by and take the test again.
Well, right. No, I just want to point out, if somebody's not familiar with the test, this is what this result means. It doesn't mean that they're, you know, Rothbard or anything like that.
No,
well,
no,
it just means
they can get 100-100, which is the highest score you can get.
And still not be a true
and still not be a pure libertarian. But
yeah.
Again,
but this is just a essentially it's just a prospecting tool. It's just a tool to open people's paradigms up a little bit, to expand them past just believing that things are either left or right and center, and sort of expanding that to include the libertarian spectrum as well. Libertarian to authoritarianism is the other spectrum that's on this chart. And it's really good. I mean, it was, having done this thing, and Mark, you helped me with some of these back in Florida when I was an activist.
I've done them here, too.
Libertarian Party. I've never done an Operation Politically Homeless booth here.
Yes, well, you did them out on Railroad Square here.
Did I? Really? Yeah. A long time ago?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I didn't remember that.
Well, you've done so many of them.
Thanks for the reminder.
It doesn't surprise me that you don't remember.
I don't remember doing that because I donated the old OPH stuff to the LP down in Sarasota, Florida before I left.
The board was here.
No. No way. I donated that stuff. I didn't bring that up with me because where the hell is it now? I don't have it.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm pretty sure Mark's saying I did this in Keene, New Hampshire, but I don't remember. That would have been like more than a decade ago, a decade at this point. But I sure did do a lot of them down in Florida, and I felt like I just generally feel like overall from all the outreach that I do, whether it's jury outreaches you and I have done over the courthouse, Melanie, or whatever, it just seems like people are more receptive in New Hampshire to being talked to about ideas. They're more open, they're more interested in kind of finding out about new things or themselves and, you know, what their beliefs are compared to others. So, like, for instance, at a jury outreach in Florida, I might get 50% of the people taking a jury flyer. But in Keene, New Hampshire, I get 90 to 95% of the people that come by me.
You've been doing that for so many years and have missed so few jury days.
Yeah.
Over the years, I'm surprised you don't get more people that just say, I got it 3 years ago. Thanks.
It has happened. I have been told that by people. So,
and how do you know when someone turns it down that they're not just an attorney that you know, comes every single time?
Most of the attorneys I recognize, but yeah, certainly I don't know every attorney, but the regulars, I know who they are. I don't offer it
Your
to them.
Dedication is admirable.
Well, thank you. But you know, what I was going to say here is that the people of New Hampshire make it a lot easier. They are just compared to, and I don't know what, you probably never did anything down in Louisiana as far as outreach, did you?
That would have been too dangerous.
Why would it be too dangerous? What would happen?
The one guy I'm aware of who tried to do jury nullification, or no, he didn't even, it wasn't even jury nullification, it was some kind of protest in the court. Not in the courthouse, in the kind of concrete patio in the St. Tammany courthouse is bigger than a lot of buildings.
Is this the area out front of the courthouse?
So he wasn't in any way blocking anything, and he went to protest something, and he was arrested within like 5 minutes.
Disorderly conduct?
I don't remember.
So, yeah, I get where you're coming from there, and certainly some states, there was a guy in Michigan who got arrested and convicted for jury tampering this year for doing jury outreach there. But, man, here in New Hampshire, it's just so much easier to talk to folks, and the people at the Cannabis Freedom Festival were really interested. Most of them were willing to stop. The supermajority of them, I would say, stopped and took the quiz, if not the first time we asked, the second time they came by, that kind of thing. Just overall, really successful weekend. It was great. NHCannaFest.com, you can learn more about that. Coming up, the latest on Bitcoin and your calls and thoughts. Welcome on whatever you want.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us right here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, can you tell me about Dash Digital Cash?
Yeah. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and to help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, transactions are fast, and can even be confirmed instantly if you want to. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping to run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why.
All right, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts where you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Then coming up, we haven't gotten into what's been happening with Bitcoin very much since the recent fork had occurred. And there have been some interesting developments recently, so I want to get into that. But first, let's talk to James in New Hampshire. James, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from the Seacoast.
Hey, team. Yeah. Hey, just calling in because I have something I'm feeling concerned about, and that's Chris Cantwell. But it's something I'm concerned about him for different reasons than usual.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, you've got a lot of Chris Cantwell on the mind these days, James.
Well, I do. Why? The reason I have him on the mind so much right now is because, as best I can tell, he's a political prisoner who's being held without bail for a crime that, you know, hasn't left any long-lasting injury. The guy went and turned himself in and, you know, just walked right into the jail, didn't try to drive off in a high-speed chase or anything. You can never call him a flight risk. And unfortunately, I see my libertarian partners in crime out here kind of, by and large, celebrating it, I want to say. I mean, I think there's a lot of people who view this objectively and would agree. Oh, my baby's waking up. Sorry about that. View it objectively and see him as a political prisoner, but there are a lot of people who just are kind of psyched about it, and I'm pretty concerned about that.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. And
I agree 100%.
So for listeners that don't know who Chris Cantwell is, he made news headlines pretty big time about 2 weeks ago after the Charlottesville, Virginia protest slash conflict between the white supremacists and the Antifa or anti-fascist groups. He ended up getting on a Vice documentary, a 20-minute long Vice documentary about those clashes, and it pretty much focused most of the time on Chris. Chris Cantwell is a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, who we banned from being a co-host after we determined that he had become a racist. He had never given any indicator of those beliefs in the past, but he started giving indicators of those beliefs, and we had to terminate his co-hosting ability as a result of that. And so, again, then this big blow-up happens for him with all this controversy and publicity, and at the same time, you get the police putting out warrants for his arrest for basically using pepper spray on somebody. He says it was in self-defense. And so what you're saying is, James, that even though you've been a very stern critic of Christopher Cantwell in the past on multiple occasions, for good reason,
yep,
he's a distasteful individual who is, kind of, for a lot of people, an embarrassment to the Liberty Movement, because he was part of the Liberty Movement for a time. But yet you are able to put that aside and, sort of accurately assess what's been happening to him from a legal aspect. And it doesn't look fair to you, and you're not, even though you don't much care for him, you're disturbed by those who are actively hateful and want to see the worst possible thing happen to him. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but does that kind of sum it up?
Well, yeah, what I see is that people of all stripes are dancing on his grave for, going down there and into a violent situation, et cetera, et cetera. But even if you believe that he attacked people who didn't attack him first, he's still a political prisoner. And that's the thing that bothers me about this, because the bottom line is, like, everyone who's hosting the show tonight, including and me calling in, we all believe some pretty unpopular things. And if we were out walking in the street in many towns saying those things, there'd be a lot of people who would be excited to get us to shut up too. And
oh yeah, They're called
I'd
Stop
like
Free Keen here in...
back, you know?
They're called just people, but...
Here in Keen, there are all kinds of people who really get pleasure from other people's pain that they don't like. It's called Schadenfreude, and
sure,
they
well,
just...
I hope for better from libertarians, because the thing is, like...
Sorry to disappoint you, but libertarians turn out to be just about the same as everybody else.
Yeah, and
I think we're a little better.
I don't know about
one
that.
One of the things that I kind of...
Libertarians tend to be better in this regard, but, like, when I think about... Some of like my views, you know, education is a big pet issue of mine, and a lot of my views on education, especially public education, are really unpopular. But I would hate to believe that I could be out demonstrating somewhere and come get beaten up by somebody and defend myself and get thrown in prison, and then all my friends would be like, "Well, he believed unpopular things, so I guess he had what was coming to him." I don't know.
Yeah, what you were saying, Melanie.
Yeah, so one of the things that I find ironic, and I mean, you know, the state is gonna state, they're gonna arrest people and they're gonna hold people without bail worth ridiculous millions of dollars bail for the same crime just because they made the news or they're famous or whatever. So you know, that's the kind of behavior I expect from the state. But from libertarians I've talked to who are kind of just taking a whole lot of glee in this. These are the same people, and I don't mean as a group, I mean some of literal the same people who have told me constantly in the past that I need to be nicer to cops and you shouldn't hope, you know, you shouldn't wish ill on people and you shouldn't take joy in people's pain. And,
but here they are doing that.
And here they are like, yeah, I hope he goes to jail forever because he said something I don't like. And it's like, you're being inconsistent.
Yeah.
So,
I appreciate you pointing out, like, for me, I'm not one of those alt-right race warriors by any stretch of the definition, but I just think, like, if we're going to try and dream of some society where we all can live peacefully and kind of, you know, objectively view the facts in the case and have law and order, like, it just doesn't help to be setting an example where as soon as someone we really don't like, and I like Chris Campbell as little as anyone I can possibly imagine,
yep.
I just don't think we can celebrate, like, people actively celebrating a miscarriage of justice. I just think that's so, I find that
right.
Pretty,
I mean, and these are also
Chris Campbell's rhetoric.
And these are also the same people. So when he was being, you know, philosophically pure, they were like, oh, my God, you're hurting the movement. You can't say that even if it's true. Proportionality is real, and this isn't defensive force, even though it is. But you can't say it because, you know, it's going to hurt the movement. And so now that he's, I guess, going more towards what he sees as strategy than as pure philosophy, people are like, oh, my God, you're not doing pure philosophy. So, I don't know, just the bystanders here, I kind of am not
right.
at all tolerable it, of.
It's rare that I find somebody complaining that is what I would call an activist. You know, there are many libertarians, but are they activists?
Mm-hmm.
And if they are, then perhaps they're, you know, active on the political side, in which case, God bless them. But I just don't. You know, it's a highly inconsistent stand. I tend to agree with you. I don't dislike him as a person as much as you do, James, but I will say that this looks like a complete miscarriage of justice of what Charlottesville attempting to do to him.
So, James, thanks for the call tonight. I do have an update on the case, and that is that Chris does have an actual bail hearing coming up this week. So
good, because the fact that they didn't give him one was reprehensible.
Yeah, there's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You dial in toll free. You bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Also, we'll continue the discussion about Christopher Cantwell here in moments. But if you want to get into mining Bitcoin or the new Bitcoin Cash, it's up to you which one you want to mine. I suppose you could mine both if you wanted. Over at pool.bitcoin.com, they make it easy. You don't have to worry about the equipment hassles, the upgrades, the maintenance, the ongoing, you know, you having to know what you're doing when it comes to technical things with Bitcoin mining. It's not easy to do Bitcoin mining, but that's why the professionals over at pool.bitcoin.com will do all the hard stuff for you. All you have to do is decide how much you would like to invest, and there's a handy calculator there at pool.bitcoin.com, which will help you figure out what you might be able to make over time. Again, go to pool.bitcoin.com to learn more about that. We just had James in New Hampshire call in, and James has been a very firm critic of Christopher Cantwell for quite a while. In fact, he was one of the people who was quite upset that we even had Chris on the show for the time that we did. But yet he's able to put aside his, you know, whatever distaste he has for Chris Cantwell as a person and just look at the facts in the legal case against him and how he's being treated in Virginia without having any bail set for him thus far. Now, according to the conversation I had with Chris, it sounds like the bail hearing is going to happen this Thursday. So, you know, every state's different as far as how they do arraignments, bail hearings, and
usually
pre-trials.
Not 72 hours.
In this case, it's going to be longer
than that.
That's a
lot longer than that.
Yeah, it's about a week until his bail hearing is going to happen. So it's going to happen a little bit later on this week. As we know more, we'll definitely let you know. But James brought up this kind of interesting point about these libertarians who should know better about, you know, not to trust the government, not to, you know, let whatever emotion they might have about an individual taint how they're looking at how the government is handling the situation.
I haven't even seen too many people, as far as libertarians, allege to me that he's guilty of whatever crime. I've just heard them celebrate the fact that he's being screwed over. They weren't even making an argument. Like, I can't even say not an argument, because they weren't saying, oh, he's guilty. They're saying, at least the people who have come to me, like, oh, isn't this funny?
They just want to see somebody suffer. They want to see somebody they don't like suffer.
From the that's a presumption of what it is that they mean when they say it. And
when people take pleasure in other people's pain, that's usually what's going on there.
I think that
I don't think it's a presumption for most of the people. They're pretty much saying that explicitly. Not every single person. I haven't read every single comment on the internet and talked to every single human being, but the people that I have come across.
I am unsurprised that the state turned its eye upon Cantwell after all of the
publicity
that went on, and
plus he was in videos in a fight with people,
right? And attempted to salvage its own reputation by going after him, you know, and the fact that they're being draconian in the enforcement doesn't surprise me. It's wrong, and I'm willing to call it out as wrong. But I guess I'm unsurprised, and if Cantwell would have asked me, hey, Mark, what do you think's going to happen if I go down there? And I would have said, I think you're going to get arrested, dummy, and they're not going to treat you very fairly. Then would it be okay for me to say, well, I told you so? And if that told you so came along with a chuckle, would it be okay?
Okay, but would it have been one comment if I told you so and you kind of laughed because you don't like him? Or would it have been, you know, 2 weeks long of, hey, did you see this? Hey, let's make 7,000 memes. Hey, isn't this awesome?
And that's
and
different.
And the same people having like a 300 comment thread.
Right.
Like, and those are two different things.
Yeah, no, it's very different indeed between you, Mark, telling him personally in a private conversation, told you so, and then what you're describing, Melanie, is people on the internet just going on a tirade about how awful Chris Cantwell is and how he deserves it and all the, you know, the pleasure that they're getting from watching this happen to him. And I understand Chris is a dislikable character. He's never been somebody who's had a public persona that has engendered positive feelings. That's kind of always been his act.
Different, you know, strategies are going to work for different people, but...
Oh, it worked very well for him. I mean, he made all kinds of money, you know, doing this act of his, and, you know,
as other people, you know, some people are going to respond to him, some people are going to respond to Jeffrey Tucker, some people are going to respond to, you know, whoever.
And I'm sure if Jeffrey Tucker went to jail, there would be some people who were touting how great that news was as well. I mean, just because they're people... get a sick amount of pleasure from the pain of others, and I think that's ultimately the problem here. But I wanted to disagree with the idea that libertarians should be or are less likely to behave in this way, and I don't see any evidence for it. I mean, it seems to me that libertarians are just as fallible as human beings as every other human being.
They just know better. And they should know better. I feel justified in holding them to a higher standard because I feel like, okay, you know what the NAP is. You've told me that you understand the non-aggression principle and you claim to adhere to it. Therefore, I'm going to hold you to a higher standard of behavior than just a regular person.
I don't think it's unreasonable for you to do that. But at the same time, I don't see any evidence that the reality of libertarians is that they...
Libertarians are just, they're morally equal to all other people. Libertarians are not morally better than other people. Libertarians are luckier than other people.
How's that? Luckier how?
I mean, especially if we're talking about anarchists, which I kind of use those interchangeably, but you know, I mean, you know how it works. You know the non-aggression principle. What else you may or may not know, you know that this huge entity aggressing you is wrong. You don't have to go through all the Stockholm Syndrome BS.
Yep.
The world makes sense. If, yeah, if you just having that knowledge makes you luckier than immensely, like, completely immensely luckier than just somebody walking around who is aggressed by cops and maybe they got a ticket for, say, a brake tag or something, and part of them...
So you're saying they're lucky in that they can understand the nature of the state and the things that are going on around them in a way that other people can't?
The state is the biggest thing because the state is what's going on right now, but the state and just kind of life in general.
But it doesn't really translate into much. I mean, libertarians are still just as likely, in my experience, to be freeloaders or losers or trashy. Yeah.
I don't think that that's the case.
You don't think what is the case?
That that libertarians are just as likely to be these, to be philosophically
inconsistent.
I think that they are, you know, it's not that they're unlikely to do it, it's just they're less likely to do it than your average human being because they have a moral philosophy, and some of them follow their moral philosophy some of the time. So therefore, that would make them less likely because other people are not following that moral philosophy all of the time. Or they're following a more moral philosophy of a different sort some of the time.
Well, I guess you're right. I don't have enough of a way to really say one way or another as far as, you know, I spend a whole lot more time around libertarians than the average person does, so
sure.
I have had more experience of more of their failures.
Positive and negative.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, especially someplace where there's a lot of them where it will benefit you to claim to be a libertarian, there are people who are either going to claim that fallaciously or kind of convince themselves that it's true because it's convenient at the time, who will then kind of bargain with that label in order to be able to do things like freeload because they know people will help them out just because they claim that title.
I see.
A, stop doing that, people who are enabling that.
Yep.
And B, that kind of skews the figures there. But, I mean, maybe if we ran actual stats, we'd find out that libertarians are 10% more moral than the, and I don't think that that's the case. But, I mean, the main point, I think, is just, we're not better, we're luckier. And those are two drastically different things.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got... Oh, actually, we're going to do that here in a moment. Stand by, folks who are waiting patiently. We will get to you here on Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves and you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Mark, I know you wanted to talk about price gouging on the way here tonight and the aftermath of the hurricane down there in Texas.
Yep.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like Freedom Plus. The latest on what's happening with Bitcoin, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Back to your phone calls and thoughts, though I do want to let you know how you can support the Free Talk Live satellite channel on the LRN.FM Liberty Radio Network. We've got two satellite channels, over one of them over North and Central America, another one over Sub-Saharan Africa, and it costs, you know, upwards of $1,000 a month to fund those things. So far, our Patreon has raised, I think, close to $100 a month, so we're like a tenth of the way there, and that's through contributors who have been giving as little as $2 per month. So if you like the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency being broadcast across two continents or more than a couple of continents, then you ought to check out Patreon, our Patreon page, which you can go to at fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund. .lrn.fm. There's a quick little 3-minute video that you can watch there. Should give you some idea of exactly why the free-to-air satellite feeds that we have are worth your $2 a month. If indeed you think it's worth reaching new people with the ideas of liberty, then maybe that is something you want to join on to. Check it out at fund.lrn.fm. Let's go back to the phones, to the fun. Rusty is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rusty.
Hey, howdy, guys. It's flooding down in Texas, if you haven't heard.
A flood. Okay.
I've heard of this.
Yeah. I saw a picture of some elderly people in supposedly like some kind of nursing home just standing around and sitting around in a bunch of dirty water. It looked horrifying.
And that's a true picture, not Photoshop.
Wow.
53 counties out of 254 have been declared a disaster zone by the governor. That's roughly one-fifth of the state of Texas.
Jeez.
I want to say thanks to the Cajun Navy. And
the Cajun Navy?
Yeah, it's like a group of volunteers.
From Louisiana?
Well, there's Cajuns in Texas.
Oh, okay. I thought that was like a Louisiana thing.
Yeah, all over, and they're really...
They're what? Hello?
Yeah, they're helping us out.
Okay. Are you getting, I'm sorry, are you getting emotional? I apologize.
Poor Ian.
I didn't know it was, I didn't know if you were laughing or I didn't know if the Cajun Navy was a joke or
no,
what.
No, that's like, a real thing. They like help with hurricanes.
The man's
stuff.
Dealing with a natural disaster and you're like, come on, spit it out.
I didn't know that, like, I mean, I've been through hurricanes before, but I've never seen anybody get all.
I've never seen anything like what's going on in Texas right now. I mean, it's just incredible, the flooding.
Bad and worse hurricanes. They have hurricanes that are just kind of windy and,
right,
blow a tree over, and then they have hurricanes that mess your stuff up.
Oh, I know.
So
I know about that.
And Houston's had a lot of trouble with, flooding. They just didn't prepare for flooding and from a, municipal level, and they're paying the piper.
Did something happen to you, Rusty, or, did you lose your house or something?
I got insurance claims, but sorry about that. It's just. Sometimes things come up, but one.
No, it's okay. I mean, I wasn't sure what was going on there. If you were having trouble with your phone, or if you.
Ian doesn't understand emotions well.
Right. No, I got family that are hurting.
Yeah, that's tough. Okay, but, so you were just calling to share.
Go ahead. At the Brown Convention Center, they have refugees on there. Basically, what the city's doing, they're kind of confiscating their guns with open carry laws in Texas. They aren't allowed to do that. In a natural disaster, they're allowed to provide uses for them, but they can't just confiscate them or bar your entry to the facility because of that. Another thing, Joel, seeing.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Joel seems like a minister down here.
Yes.
He hasn't opened up his church for people.
He has not opened up his church.
Yeah, as I understand it, the church got shut down, and, people are in need. Churches are supposed to be organizations for people in need. I don't know the specifics on this.
This is a mega church, right?
Heard the accusation.
I heard it was a mega church, which means they have a lot of space. It's a big facility.
Right, and he's a real POS for not doing that.
Wow. So what do you, so this hit where you live pretty hard? I mean, is it flooded where you're calling from?
Yeah,
what do you?
I'm flooded in East Texas, but, like, Houston's real bad, man. Like, 100 years, no one's seen it before.
Wow.
Yeah, it's real bad. I never even imagined that somebody should be ready with boats to help people in Texas. I mean, it never even crossed my mind. You know, when I think of hurricanes, I usually just think of some rain. Mm-hmm. It's pretty uncommon in my life that hurricanes have turned into disasters. So
I remember one time where people were, like, canoeing around the streets of my neighborhood in Florida.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago, but it did happen.
But, I mean, imagine that your house was level with the street. Unlike how it is and was in your neighborhood. And that was going on.
You don't have to fall in the rain. $9 trillion in Harris County alone. So it's pretty bad. But also the mayor downplayed kind of the evacuation early on, telling people it was fake news.
Mayor told people that the news about an evacuation wasn't real?
Right. He was like, well, it's fake news. It's not going to be that bad.
I see.
And it was. So that's thanks to Mayor Turner. But
and what mayor was that person
city
a town
of? Houston.
Or
city
a mayor, Houston. What town was that person? Gotcha.
The city of Houston. Well,
yeah.
I just wanted to give you all an update. Sorry for getting all emotional stuff.
No, you don't have to be. You don't have to apologize. I just didn't know what was happening. I thought we were having a problem with the phone, and I'm like, oh wait, no, he's having a tough time. I'm glad you're okay. Things could probably be worse. You know, you could be one of those elderly people in that nursing home. That it looked like just a horrifying situation.
What do you think people could do? Conceivably, if one is not
from
in the
outside,
not in the immediate vicinity. I heard about this, and I'm like, well, I don't know what one could do.
Apparently, give to the Cajun Navy.
Do they have a website?
Donate blood. I'm sure they do. There's a lot of organizations out there now. GHCF.org is the city site where if you want to donate, the city is going to, I guess, be a steward of that. But Cajun Navy's good. Donate blood. Things like that.
Okay.
Rusty, if anything else happens you want to share, don't hesitate to call us up and
yeah,
let
we're interested
us know.
In this topic.
Yeah, I apologize for any insensitivity.
Hey, it's no biggie, it's no biggie.
I've just never heard somebody respond to a situation like. I mean, all the experience I've ever had with hurricanes have never been.
I don't
that serious.
Think you've lived through a bad hurricane.
No, he hasn't. Well, there have only been a few bad hurricanes in our lives.
I've had them strike close, but not
right.
quite.
But Ian, the things that they call a 75-mile-an-hour storm a hurricane.
That's a tropical. I thought it was tropical.
The tropical depression. Storm? Oh, tropical storm ends at 74.
Okay.
I think a tropical depression ends at 49.
Yeah, and this was a class. Four, category
this
four.
Right. This is a what we call a real hurricane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cat four is bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Cat fours and cat fives are real hurricanes.
No, and I understand that.
That's what happened with Andrew. That's what happened with Katrina was a flooding issue, as was this. Nothing's. There's no storm that's ever hit America in my lifetime that has dropped as much water as this dropped.
Is that right?
It didn't shove the water the way that Katrina shoved the water.
Mm-hmm.
Katrina hit a place that is built under sea level, and I don't understand why they did that in the first place.
Because government.
Okay. But nonetheless, this thing dropped water and just kept dropping it. It's amazing.
Mm. Wow. Hey, Rusty, good luck, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue here. We've got Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. Ricky, go ahead. You're on Skype.
That would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Brother Ian. And you know what? I heard what you said earlier, and I totally agree. I'm going to get into that. Brother Mark and, of course, Sister Melody. Following up on things. I haven't been calling in the past couple of days. I had things to deal with because I had some issues.
We don't need to know about
that.
I
had one today, in fact. People. And I didn't say anything. Now, the fact that I'm a Democratic Republican is far from a secret, campaigning, especially in areas that aren't too far from where I live, you know. I had that today.
You had what today?
Well, I was wrongfully socially profiled. And you know
by
what?
Whom?
I got a ton of crap.
Who profiled you?
I went into my bank, right?
Uh-huh.
Went to my bank to make a withdrawal, right?
Okay.
That was just the beginning. There was things, I can't get into all of them. Three different incidents happened, but I've used the bank. This is the worst one. I go into the bank, and, I'm just wearing my long coat like I always do, my black duster, my hat is present whenever I go out. Obviously.
So you look like a bank robber?
No, not quite, or something else.
Generally, banks don't like it when you wear hats into the bank, so we'll get to the rest of your story. Hang on, Ricky. He's got a duster and a hat on. Isn't a duster kind of like a trench coat?
Shotgun.
Isn't a duster something you could, like, carry a gun in?
Yes, you could. Duster's like a trench coat.
Like a trench
lighter.
Coat. Right. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin Cash is on fire. It has rocketed past old Bitcoin, and many predict it can only go up from here. There is only one place that I know of to mine Bitcoin Cash, and that's pool.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is the only place for all things Bitcoin. Wallets, news, forums, games, for the beginners to the expert, Bitcoin.com has all you need. It's the only place on the internet that you can mine Bitcoin Cash. Check them out today, pool.bitcoin.com. You don't want to be kicking yourself in a year wishing you'd made an affordable investment in Bitcoin. Pool.bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or dog suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.